The problems that I'm looking at right now in my life, I can see you at my problems. Financial problems, relational problems, physical problems, emotional problems, mental problems. I see those problems, but they're not going to last. What's going to last is the character I develop from going through them. What's going to last is my trust in God that I'm going through. What's going to last is the reward I get for putting my faith in Christ when I'm going through the problems.
Pastor Rick Warren often says, you were made by God and for God. And until you understand that, life will never make sense. Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today in our series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life, Rick continues in his effort to help you discover the unique purpose and vision that the Lord has for your life. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about an amazing opportunity to come alongside this ministry in our efforts to see lives change through the gospel. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to the message. That's PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Choosing Your Future.
If you're going to be good at anything, you've got to put out short-term pain for long-term gain. That's not just true in sports. It's true in finances. It's true in relationships. I have a good marriage, but I worked at it. Kay and I have worked at it hard for years. It didn't come easy. Nobody just has an easy relationship. You got to work at it to make your marriage work. It takes work to make it work. So you put out short-term pain for long-term gain. Am I grateful for the marriage I've got now? Are you kidding me? I'd pay $1 million. It's incalculable what my marriage is worth to me. But it wasn't always that way. We had to put out short-term pain for long-term gain. Why is this resolution important in your life? Because most of the problems in your life come from your inability to delay gratification. Everything in society teaches us, I want everything, and I want it now, and I want it free, and I want it easy. But life isn't that way. So every problem in your life comes from your inability to put off the pleasure in order to get a longer amount of it later on. I want it now, I want it free, and I want it easy. The reason you're in debt is because of your inability to delay gratification. That's why you're in debt. Because you say, I see it and I want it now. Do I have the money for it? No. Can I afford it? No. So I'm going to charge it and I'm going to put it on a credit card. Every time you use a credit card to buy something you can't afford, you are refusing to delay gratification. And you get deeper and deeper in debt. And the reason America is falling off a fiscal cliff is because our government doesn't know how to delay gratification. We want it all, and we want it all now, even though we can't pay for it. This is true physically in your health. I don't want to pay for a good health with exercise and proper diet and getting the right amount of sleep. I just want to do whatever I want to do and feel good. It isn't going to happen. You're going to feel bad if you don't do the pain to get the gain. It's true in relationships. When people go out and say, you know, I don't want to follow what God says about sex. I want to have sex now. I'm not married, but I want to have sex now. It causes problems in relationships. Because when you have sex with somebody, you give part of your heart to them. There's an emotional attachment. And you keep giving part of yourself away. It causes spiritual problems. Would you agree with me that usually the right thing to do is not the easy thing to do? Everybody agree with that? The easy thing to do is typically the wrong thing to do. The right thing to do is usually the hard thing. It's the painful thing. When somebody hurts me, the easy thing is hurt them back. The right thing to do is forgive them. That is not easy. That is not painless. It's painful to forgive. I don't want to let it go. I don't want to forgive them. I want to carry a grudge. The right thing is often the hard thing to do. Now, here's what happened with Moses. He made a choice. Verse 25, Moses chose, you might circle that, Moses chose to be mistreated. That's painful. Along with the people of God, as a slave, rather than to enjoy in the palace of Pharaoh, the pleasures of sin for a short time. You know what I love about the Bible? It always tells the truth. It doesn't gloss over anything. In that verse, it says, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time, sin is fun. Pleasures of sin for a short time. Sin's fun. Even the Bible admits it. Sin is fun. Nobody would do sin if it were painful. We do sin because it's pleasurable. It's pleasurable to break the law. It's pleasurable to eat too much. It's pleasurable to do all kinds of things that are not good for you. And even the Bible says that, but it says pleasure in sin for a season. It's short term. You can go out and have your kicks. God's not going to stop you, but you will have the kickbacks. You can go out and do whatever you want to, but then there are consequences. You see, you are free. God has given you free choice to make any choice you want, but you are not free from the consequences of those choices. So I can go out and I can have sex with as many people as I want, but if I get somebody pregnant or I get an STD, that's a consequence I'm not free from. You are free to choose anything you want to do. You are not free from the consequences. And the moment you make that choice, you are no longer free. So you better make good choices. Because you can't choose choice and not choose the consequence. He says, he chose to be mistreated, do the short-term pain for the long-term gain of doing the right thing. That's interesting. In verse 23, God chooses Moses when he's a baby. He said, that's the guy I'm going to use. In verse 24, Moses had to choose God. God has chosen you. Have you chosen him? In verse 24, we see Moses refusing, and in verse 25, we see Moses choosing. The negative is followed by a positive. Before you make some resolutions, you may have to do some dissolutions. Refusing, then choosing. Now, the Christian life is not simply a matter of refusing. Some people think the Christian life is just all a bunch of no's, a bunch of don't do things. You know, I don't shrink, I don't smoke, drink, smoke, cuss, chew, run around with girls that do. You know, if the Christian life was a matter of a bunch of things you didn't do, then anybody who's dead would qualify as a Christian because they don't do anything. No. Christianity is not something you say, I refuse this, but I choose this. And the negative is always followed by a positive. It's followed by a positive. And notice in that, did you notice earlier where it says, when he had grown up, he refused and he chose. He did the refusing and choosing when he had grown up. It's a mark of maturity. It's a mark of responsibility. Question, where do you need to start accepting responsibility for your life? Who are you blaming for your unhappiness? Well, if I just had a different wife, really? Well, if I just hadn't grown up in the family, really? Well, if I could just get married, if we could just have a baby, if I just had a job, who are you blaming? What are you blaming for your unhappiness? You are as happy as you choose to be, because happiness is a choice. And so is being close to God. You're as close to God as you choose to be. If you're not close to God, guess who moved? God didn't move. God wants to be close to you. If you're not close to God right now, it's because you have chosen to not be close to God. You got to make the choice. The fact is, he says, when he had grown up, he refused and he chose. When are you going to grow up spiritually? You cannot live off of somebody else's spiritual commitment. My parents loved Jesus Christ. So I grew up in a home where I was taught to love Jesus as a young boy. But if I were still living my life based on my parents' commitment, we would be in deep doo-doo right now. Because that's not enough commitment to get a grown man through life. At some point, my parents' faith had to either become my faith or not. You cannot depend on anybody else for your spiritual commitment. I can't tell you how many guys, men I've talked to, you know, we're playing golf or you're surfing or shooting some hoops, and I talk to them and they say, well, you know, my wife is a committed Christian. And I go, and? So what? You think that's going to give you some ticket into heaven because your wife's a committed Christian? Of course not. You need to man up and make your own commitment. I was on a plane the other day, and a guy told me, he said, you know, I was talking about becoming a Christian and following Jesus. He goes, well, my uncle is a missionary. I said, yeah? You think that's going to get you into heaven because you got an uncle who's a missionary? It's a personal decision. It's like marriage. I could say to some of these kids who are on stage, I know you're married. They say, well, how do you know that, Pastor? Well, your parents are married, your grandparents are married, your great-grandparents are married, you got an older brother who's married, so you're married. No. Marriage is a personal decision, and so is faith in Christ. You can't depend on anybody else. When Moses had grown up, he started accepting responsibility for his own spiritual growth. Have you done that?
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across our country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air and online. And to say thanks, when you give to this broadcast ministry, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or your friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You will receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become partners in hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. If you feel led to give or become a partner in hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
See, you can't blame anybody else for the direction of your life. If it sucks, it's because you're letting it suck. Now, let me be real clear. We are products of our past, but we are not prisoners of our past. Yes, your past has influenced you, but it doesn't control you. Other people can hurt you, and they will. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Other people can hurt you, they can harm you, and other people can scar you, but nobody can ruin your life except you. They don't have the power to ruin it because you have the power of choice. They can harm you, they can hurt you, they can scar you, but they cannot ruin you unless you allow them to do it. You accept responsibility and say, I'm going to choose short-term pain for long-term gain. Now, let me just say to I know we've got a young students in our services today, so let me just tell you this. You're going to have pain in life, either now or later. And you can either do the easy thing now, easy life now, hard life later. Hard life now, easy life later. In other words, if I do the hard thing right now, and I put in the effort and the discipline to learn, to grow, to become strong, to mature, and I do the hard things now, later in life, I get to benefit from all of that. I right now am benefiting from decisions I made in my 20s. And I'm benefiting from those financial decisions that I made in my 20s, to not spend more than I made, to save, to tithe, to honor God. All of those, I'm benefiting from that many years later because I was disciplined. I did the hard thing first. Now, if you're a teenager and you do the easy thing first, you're going to do the hard thing later. And life will be hard the rest of your life. You can goof off in school and you cannot learn and you cannot grow and you cannot accept responsibility and not grow up. And then the rest of your life, it will be hard. So it's either going to be pain now or later. I suggest you get the pain out of the way early. There are a couple promises from God about pain. They're on your outline. First thing God says is, even the pain you go through, number one, it's going to help you grow. Romans 5, we can have joy even in our troubles because we know that these troubles produce patience, and patience produces character, and character produces hope. So I even know when I'm going through the short-term pain, it's producing character in my life. And the second thing I know God promises is he's going to reward me for the pain I go through in heaven. Next verse. Yet these present troubles that we're going through are quite small and they won't last very long. I mean, even if they lasted my entire life, that's only 90 years compared to trillions of years in heaven. Yet they produce, problems are productive, they produce for us an immeasurably great glory that will, circle this, last forever. We're going to have eternity to celebrate. Short-term pain for long-term gain. Because God's more interested in your character than your comfort. Why am I going through all these problems? God's more interested in your character than your comfort. And there's long-term gain for the short-term pain. The verse after that one we just read is verse 18. Look up here on the screen. Paul says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. What is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. The problems that I'm looking at right now in my life, I can see my problems. Financial problems, relational problems, physical problems, emotional problems, mental problems. I see those problems, but they're not going to last. What's going to last is the character I develop from going through them. What's going to last is my trust in God that I'm going through. What's going to last is the reward I get for putting my faith in Christ when I'm going through the problems. So, what do? The first thing I do is I say, I am going to refuse to let myself be defined by other people. And second, I'm going to choose short-term pain for long-term gain. That's what Moses did. Third thing Moses did, third life-shaping resolution. I choose God's values, not the world's. I choose God's values for my life, not the world's values. And this is what Moses did. And this is why God used him. Hebrews 11, verse 26, the next verse. Moses regarded, now that word regarded means to evaluate, it means to consider, it means to weigh in the balance. He's making a value judgment. He's clarifying what matters most. Moses regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ. In other words, I'm going to be treated like a slave. He regarded being disgraced for the sake of Christ as of greater value, that's a value judgment, than the treasure of Egypt. He would have inherited all the treasure of Egypt as Pharaoh's grandson because he was, why? Looking ahead to his reward, long-term gain. I'm not going to have short-term gain. I'm going to have long-term gain. Okay, he's making evaluate. He clarifies what matters most. Let me ask you this question. What matters most in your life? What are the top 3, 4, 5 values in your life? Can you name them just like that? Bam, bam, bam. What are the most important values in your life? If you ask me, I would tell you real simply, integrity, humility, generosity. Because they're the antidotes to the 3 traps of leadership.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health only found in the hope of Jesus. If you share this passion, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across the country and around the globe. You can help by investing monthly as a partner in Hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air, and online. And to say thanks when you give your gift this month, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You'll receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become partners in Hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. Here's Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that the Bible promises that wherever God sends His Word out, it will always produce results? It's a promise. It's a promise in Isaiah 55:11, where God says, "When I send my word out, it always produces fruit. It always accomplishes what I want it to, and it prospers everywhere I send it." That's in the Living Bible. I love that passage, and this is why we do what we do here at Daily Hope. We're constantly sending out God's word to give hope to people who have no hope, and to tell them about the love and the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, we couldn't do this without your support. It's your prayers. It's your financial support that helps God send His word across the country and all around the world through Daily Hope broadcasts. You know, God has really blessed this ministry, and we say to Him be the glory. But we still have many more people to reach. There are over 7 billion people in the world, and every one of them needs to know Jesus Christ. Many of them have never even heard the name of Jesus. And so this is our faith goal. You know, we started Daily Hope Ministry because we want to reach what we call the unreached, unengaged people groups. That's the about 3,000 remaining tribes in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. And there's still about 3,000 tribes where the name of Jesus has not been proclaimed. How do we get there? By taking this broadcast to what we call near neighbors and encouraging them to then go in and reach those people, we hope to one day finish and help complete the Great Commission as doing our part with everybody else who's doing their part to follow the command of Christ. As we tell others about the love of Jesus, God helps us to trust Him even more. And of course, the Bible says, the more you help others, the more God blesses you. And so thank you for your gifts. I know that God is blessing you and will continue to bless you as you bless others. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Just want you to know that I love you. I thank God for you. I care for you. And I'm praying for you. God bless you.
If you feel led to become a partner in Hope, please let us know by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support. Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications in 2016. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. Award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened.